this is a little bit of the argument made around, frankly, retail sales in the internet age, if you recall.
The argument I would make, Andrew, is that escape velocity has been achieved. I mean, these models are now going to be able to improve on their own. You know, like, we did it. We made it. In my view, the biggest danger is this backlash that Dario is concerned about. Mm-hmm. And the backlash is going to get more and more pronounced as people wake up and have their kids coming back from college and living in the basement. And the implicit social contract of like the American way is being fractured. There is zero chance that this transition is not going to be rough for millions of people.
They're always rough, but then we get through it and, you know, buggy whips, and then you're making carburetors. But this time I just don't see it.
Like rough with a capital R and an exclamation point and a giant underline. I mean, some numbers, but people know some of this. There are still over 2 million Americans who work at call centers right now, and we know AI is going to decimate that job. The big one, and Jamie Dimon referenced this just the other day, if you get to truck driving, then all bets are off, because this is the number one job in 28 states. You're talking about millions of middle-aged men, for the most part, 10 to 15% of whom are military veterans. A lot of them are gun owners. So if you get to that occupation, then you're going to see, in my opinion, riots in the streets.